Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother, and thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Broadcast. My name is Apostle Allen E. Coleman, Jr., and as the Lord leads, we have a very, very powerful show tonight. And this show, this is going to be very interesting, and I'd like to ask you to first join me in prayer as the Lord uses us to get into this lesson, before we even touch the Bible, before we turn to the Scripture, before we do anything, let's go in prayer so that we can go before the Lord and get prepared for this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us for all of our sins and shortcomings. Forgive us for our faults and our wrongs. Forgive us for any and everything, oh God, that we have said, done, thought, and felt that is not pleasing in your sight. Heavenly Father, we need you right now to bring us through the different things that we are praying about. Lord, we need restoration. We need help. We need your mighty right hand to bring us through certain trials and things, oh Father, that we are facing and have been facing. Lord, I ask you to make this lesson deep, Lord, yet simple. I also ask you to make it simple yet deep. Father, in the name of Jesus, just move and talk to your people and allow us to hear what thus saith the Lord. Not what thus saith Brother Coleman, not what thus saith Allen, not what thus saith me at all, but what thus saith the Lord. Because your word is gospel, not mine. Your word brings us through. Your word is what intimidates Satan, not mine. Our word doesn't do anything. So, Father, just make me usable and use me. Fill me with the word of wisdom. Fill me with the word of knowledge. Give me a spiritual understanding of your most precious and holy word. And allow me to be used by you to feed your people. Don't just feed your people, but Father, feed me also, because I'm starving, because I need to hear your word, because I need encouragement also, because Father, I need you to open the door and make the way as well. Please, Father, allow me to be used by you. And again, feed me also. We love you, and we ask that you help us to show you that. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, and we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, brethren, God bless you, and again, thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Broadcast. And the Lord is going to use me again, as is the custom, to read the description of the lesson. And while I'm doing that, I like to ask you to get the scriptures prepared to go to 2 Kings. That's where we're going to be this tonight. 2 Kings chapter 4 and in chapter 8. So find both of those chapters and put a bookmark in them, please, so that way we can read our few verses from chapter 4 and then jump over and finish in chapter 8. While you're doing that, I'm going to read the description again of the lesson. There are many folk on this earth wearing ministry collars that shouldn't be wearing one. There are many folk claiming to have the answers to your problems when they themselves don't have the answers for theirs. There are many people who claim to have heard from God and that claim to walk with him, yet they themselves have gotten outside of his will and never uprooted their treason against God. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful whose work you support. The word ministry is from the Greek word diakonia, which means service, support, and relief. See, there are only two kinds of ministry, either good ministry or bad ministry. Sometimes it is hard to tell the difference between the two. See, people can prophesy and you'd assume that they are a prophet or a prophetess. People can have a building with many people in there and you'd assume that it is good ministry. People can call themselves apostles because they only started something and you swear that they are sent by God. People can go to a divinity school, pay for education, and call themselves anything they want to be, and you'd believe that they are powerful. You'd believe that they are a teacher because of their learned vocabulary. People can call themselves an evangelist and then sit down waiting for their turn to preach. And again, you'd believe that they are powerful. The truth is, good ministry provides relief, and God moves through it because God is the establisher of good ministry. If you sow into bad ministry, brethren, then your seed dies. No matter what you sow, if you sow into bad ministry, then your seed will die. If you sow into good ministry, then God rewards you because it's good ministry. Anyone that points you to themselves or that accepts your worship is not in good ministry, nor are they a good sent, God sent minister. We that God has set in ministry point people to God through Jesus Christ because God is the source, Jesus Christ is the way, and any other doctrine that you hear saying otherwise is not from God but from Satan. Let's delve into these two passages of Scripture in 2 Kings and see what God's word has to say to us. You don't want to miss this concerning restoration. Get your Bibles and let's get into this and hear what the Holy Ghost has to say to us. He is intending to answer someone's question. You can call for prayer at 203-745-8162 after this lesson because there's power in agreement. If you need agreement and prayer, 203-745-8162. The thought that God gave me when he was giving me this lesson is God doesn't reward disobedience. Whoever says that he will is prophesying, not prophesying. The title of the lesson is, you can't be outside of God's will and tell folk about being obedient. That's a hypocrite. Now let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 8 through 17 in Jesus' name. And I'm reading out of the King James Version, and it reads on this wise. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that, as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Now let's jump over to chapter 8 of 2 Kings, and we're going to read the first 6 verses. And scripture reads on this wise. Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise, and go thou and thy household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power that is in your word. We thank you, O Lord, for the things that you reveal unto us and the things that you say unto us. We thank you for the truth in your word. Glory be to God. Right now, Father, take this 18 minutes and feed us your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray, amen. Well, brethren, I can just close up the Bible because the scripture already preached. The word of God already taught. Did you catch the revelation? Did you understand why God gave me the title? Which was, you can't be outside of God's will and tell folk about being obedient. That's a hypocrite. Do you understand the thought? Which God said, God doesn't reward disobedience. Whoever says that he will is prophesying, not prophesy. This woman was used by God at a time when the man of God, the prophet Elisha, came through Shunem. And this woman allowed him to come into her home and to rest. She gave the man of God rest. She was a blessing to the man of God. Scripture said, and I didn't say man with a D at the end, like most people try to be deep and say, oh, man of God. No, there's no such word. It's man of God, M-A-N, period, man of God. This man would come through Shunem, and he came to her house, and she said that she knew this was a man of God. She would had the gift of discernment. She was able to tell that this was a man of God. Sometimes the scripture don't have to tell us a person is a prophet or a prophetess in order for us to discern that they are under prophetic anointing. All you have to do is look at how God uses them. This woman perceived, she discerned that this was a man of God. She was very, very, very discerning about this. And look what she did. She wanted to make things easy for the man of God. She wanted to support the ministry of the man of God. She said when he come through here, he'd be able to come in for dinner. He'd be able to come in our house and get freshened up. Now, it's something about her husband when you notice he wasn't doing nothing. He was just sitting there. This whole scripture was about how God used this woman of God while her husband was Oshios, which means useless. She said to her husband, I'm sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy prophet. Let's make a little room for him on the roof. We could put him in a bed, or we could put a bed in the room, a table, a chair, and a lamp, and he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by. So Elisha, receiving this, he didn't receive worship. Now, don't think that she worshiped him, because she didn't. Many people try to worship those in ministry. I'm going to bring my leader a plate because that's my leader. I'm going to carry their briefcase because that's my leader. And then what has happened in the ministry, they have developed an office that God didn't put in ministry, and it's called armor bearer. In the Bible, the armor bearer was the one that brought the armor. Come on, let's just be real. Brought the armor to the king while the king stood there and stretched out his arms. And the armor bearer brought the armor to the king and dressed him, put it on him. And then the king went out into the battle. Now, that's not ministry. That, in other words, in the fivefold ministry, you do not see nowhere where the word armor bearer is mentioned. You don't even see it in the New Testament. But people are adding that to their ministry today because they want worship. They want a slave. That's not the hand of God. Brother Elisha was saying, and I'm going to read out of the Living Bible in verse 11. Once when he was resting in the room, he said to his servant Gehazi, tell the woman I want to speak to her. And when she came, he said to Gehazi, tell her that we appreciate her kindness to us. Now ask her what we can do for her. Does she want me to put in a good word for her to the king or to the general of the army? No, she said, I am perfectly content. See, a blessing is two-sided. Some people, even in ministry, now I'm going to be real, as the Lord leads, even in ministry, a lot of leaders, as long as you're pouring into them, as long as you're giving into them, as long as you're giving your last to them, it's called worship. They take that and say, I'm blessed. Look at how God is blessing me. But at the same time, they neglect the sheep. In Ezekiel 34, God had a problem with that. But this is what happened. In a lot of ministries, they neglect the sheep. You put your offerings and your last into the ministry, and then you lose your job and your lights go out, and the ministry says, we can't help you. Some people say, well, our ministry do help people. Yeah, but what y'all don't understand is the offerings that if you sow into the ministry, when you need something, the pastor or the leader is supposed to go to the deacon and say, go and get what the sheep need, so that way their need is met. But it doesn't go that way. A blessing is two-sided. Don't give me something that doesn't work for you and think it's going to be a blessing to me, unless the Holy Ghost tells you to. Let me give an example. If you have a telephone and you buy it and you think it jump, skip, hop, and talk, and it doesn't, all it does is talk, don't think that you can give it to me and it'll be a blessing to me just by it talking. Because I might want it to jump and skip like you wanted it to. A blessing is two-sided. Sometimes people don't know how to say no. Sometimes we have to say no. People call us up and say, would you come and speak? Sometimes we have to say, I can't accept that. Because the Holy Ghost will tell you whether to go or not. Elisha appreciated what this sister did. He said to his servant Gehazi, she has been so careful for us. What can we do for her? And Gehazi, see, good leadership births good leaders. Gehazi, who was walking with the man of God and learning from the man of God, his gift was being cultivated by the man of God, he said, the woman has no child and her husband is old. And Elisha said, tell her to come here for a minute. And when she came, even though that was her house, the room was in her house, she didn't just walk in his room. She stood at the door, and he said, tell her to come in. She respected the fact that I have released this area to the man of God, and I'm not going to intrude in it. I'm going to treat it like it's his room while he's in here. That's respect. That's honor. That's her not holding on to what wasn't hers. Sometimes, I remember there was a guy, the Lord blessed me to get a house some years ago, and the guy that used to own it, every time he saw me, he said, how's my house doing? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. This is not your house. It's my house. You understand? Sometimes people try to hold on to stuff that they lost or that don't belong to them or that they freely gave you. So she came in when he invited her in. And he said to her, I mean, you've been a blessing to us. Can we put a good word in for you? Do you want us to talk to the king? Do you want me to talk to somebody so that you can be commended or blessed or something? There's got to be something I can do. And she said, no, I'm cool. I'm okay. Everything is fine. Isn't that so? So then that's when he said to Gehazi again, what in the world can we do for her? And that's when Gehazi said, she doesn't have a son and her husband is an old man. And he said, call her back again. When she returned, he talked to her as she stood in the doorway, scripture says. And here's what he said, next year at about this time, you shall have a son. Oh, man of God, she exclaimed, don't lie to me like that. But it was true. The woman soon conceived and had a baby boy by the following year, just as Elijah predicted. He didn't prophesy. He prophesied. What the man of God said, it came to pass. There's a lot of people that are telling y'all, God said this or that, and it's not even coming to pass. There's some people that told you, you're going to be married by last year, and you're still single. There's some ministers who said to you, if you sow into the ministry, God is going to give you this job, or he's going to give you the home, or he's going to give you the mansion, the car, or the yacht, and you still don't have none of that, because that's not what God said. There are people prophesying, and because the sheep don't understand, they are just believing what's being told to them without consulting God or his word. Don't be so gullible. Don't be so gullible. This woman did conceive, just like the Lord told Elisha to tell her. And that's another thing, because even on Facebook, there's a group called I Declare and Decree. And the Lord led me to share a word in there that God put in my spirit for someone. And then somebody wrote me and said, I'm one of the administrators. And next time you put a word in here, put I Declare and Decree. And the Lord led me to tell them, that ain't what God told me to do. See, the only one that can declare and decree a thing is God. Can't no man do it. I know it was written in scripture that somebody wrote that. You need to check that, because it wasn't God saying it. It was someone that said that you shall declare and decree it. It wasn't God that said that. It was another individual that said it. Unless God declares and decree a thing, don't waste your breath trying to do it. That's like naming it and claiming it. You can't do it. If God didn't say it's yours, it's not going to be yours. It's just not. In 2 Kings chapter 8, Elisha told the woman to take her son, her family, and to move to another country, for God was calling down a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. Look how accurate the prophet was. When the man or the woman of God is used by the Lord to tell you something, you need to listen, because it's sure going to come to pass. If it didn't come to pass once, if it come to pass twice, if it come to pass 3 times, then it's very important to know that this prophet or prophetess is credible. Not incredible, but they are credible. You can trust what God gives them to say. Because anyone that knows God is not going to lie on him. So listen, sheep, listen, brethren, it's important you catch this. Next time somebody tells you, well, I think God is saying, or I feel God is saying, or to me this means, don't listen to them. Because that's not certain at all. The man or the woman of God, even in scripture, look it up, will be used by God to say, thus saith the Lord. And when they say it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. So here was Elisha telling the woman to leave. So the woman, she did leave and went in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And when the famine ended, she returned to Israel and went to see the king about getting back her house and land. But as she was on her way, the king was talking to Gehazi, Elisha's servant, and said, tell me about Elisha. Tell me about some things that he's done. Tell me stories of the great things he's done. And Gehazi was telling the king about the time when Elisha brought a little boy back to life. You need to read 2 Kings 4, what happened with the Shunammite son. And at that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in. She came in, and Gehazi said, that's her right there. And the king asked her, is this true? And she said, yes. And then he directed one of the officials to see to it that everything she had owned was whole lesson. When you follow God and you sow in the name of the Lord, as God tells you to do, he will reward you. This woman gave up a room for the man of God and his servant. And later on, the Lord blessed her. He remembered her labor of love, and he blessed her. There's some of you that have been sowing into ministries that God didn't tell you to sow into, and you've been wondering why there has not been a return as was promised by the man or the woman. And the reason why is because God didn't say do it. Then there's been some places that God did say so into, but you didn't know that it was God because your gift of discernment might not be sharp at all, or maybe you just don't know the Lord's voice, or the devil spoke louder through someone that God did not send. And they distracted you and said, no, sow here. They made you feel good. They said things that made you say, oh, wow, I love what I'm hearing. Brethren, you can't expect God to move off of what you do without God telling you to do it. So this woman, she was a blessing to the man of God. She respected the space that she sowed into the ministry, which means whenever he came through, she said, you got a spot. Anytime you come through Shunem, you can always come here to rest, to eat, to freshen up, you and your servant. And her husband, he didn't have no say-so about anything because he was busy. Some of you sisters have married men that do nothing but play video games and Super Bowl and all of this stuff, and you're the only one walking with God. And that's why the Lord is blessing you. Unfortunately, the husband or the, in some of y'all cases, boyfriend, is riding on your blessing. But you don't receive the fullness of the blessing because the house is not in order. This woman's son ended up dying. And she went to go look for the man of God. And her husband said, why you got to go look for him today? It's not a new moon. There's no reason for you to go look for him. Here the man's son was dead, and he wasn't even sensitive enough to know, I got to get to the bottom of this. He didn't even do it. His wife did it. His wife did it. The Lord has blessed the women of God to be strong and diligent and persistent in the things of God. Us brothers, a lot of us need to get on point because we just not there. And this is why sometimes, brothers, the marriage don't work because God gives you a good wife and you don't know how to carry her through a storm. That man should have stopped everything and been concerned about his child. Elisha should have been able to talk to the man of the house. So this woman was, Elisha was used by God to tell her, get ready to be a famine. Take your family and leave. And she did just that. She listened to the man of God because she remembered how he was a blessing in her life before. So she left, took her family. Ain't that something? She took the husband and the child. Husband doing nothing but just going. Yes, honey. That's how it is in some ministries. Some people, there's the women that are prophetesses or evangelists or teachers over the ministry, and the husband doing nothing but standing there cheering. That's out of order. That's out of order. Women of God should marry a man of God who is able to carry her and feed her and minister to her instead of a man that just looked good. There's more to marriage than thighs and biceps and triceps, and that's for real. So when she came back to Israel and she had to go talk to the king to get her land back, and what happened was the king, God had set it up to where the servant was already there. Sometimes God will not send the minister, but he'll send a witness to testify of the minister's work. This is why it's important, brother and sister minister, that we be on point and do what God tells us to do, because God always has a witness to confirm the fact that God is with us and that we are obedient to God. Then there's people that drag your name all through the mud. Listen, I don't care what a person say about me. It doesn't bother me because the Lord shows that he's with me. This lesson God is using me to share right now is not even written. This comes from just reading the scripture and allowing the Holy Ghost to use me to feed the sheep. That's because I listen to the Lord. I'm not thinking of no lesson. I'm not, I'm just following what the Holy Ghost is telling me, and he's feeding me at the same time. And 30 minutes is not enough to drain this text like we need to hear. The king was talking to Gehazi, and as he was telling, the king said, tell me some of the great things that Elisha did. Not just regular stuff. I want to hear something that proved that. I mean, you know, the testimony will light a person up. Your testimony will sure enough encourage someone. And the king wanted to hear some of the exploits, the great exploits God did through the prophet. And as Gehazi was telling him, here comes the woman from Shunem to bring a problem to the king. And Gehazi said, that's her right there. And the king asked her, is this true? That so-and-so happened. And she said, yes. And because of that, the king said, give her back her land. And everything her crop harvest for the last 7 years, give her that too and extra. Some of you are not getting things restored to you because in the time of sowing, you didn't sow anything. You didn't. You didn't. You did what you wanted to do, not what God told you to do. You sacrificed the wrong thing. You gave up the wrong thing. You did. You gave up being consecrated to get into a relationship. Instead of you getting married like you should have, you chose to shack. You chose to just be in a relationship. You chose to make your Facebook status as complicated. Not of you living with God, not of you living for him. When God joined two people together, he joins husbands with wives. When he brought Eve to Adam, she wasn't his chick. She wasn't his girlfriend. She wasn't his friend or his complicated relationship partner. She became his wife. Adam received her. He renamed her, and he spoke over her life. Some people have given up a job in order, a job God gave you, ministry. Some people have given up ministry to go and work overtime, undertime, and every other time for men. So now the ministry is lacking, but you sure are making a lot of money on your job. Your focus is wrong. Very wrong. Some people have left the ministry that God was feeding you through in order for you to go to a ministry that ain't feeding you nothing. You're still starving. There's been people that God blessed to join the theology class of this ministry, and because they couldn't go through the 12 levels and be thoroughly prepared, what they chose to do is go to some other theology class or something to study under people who were in wrong offices because they just wanted the paper. They just wanted the license that says you're in ministry. God already showed that by what he used you to do. The license don't even say that you're the head. It don't even say you can set up ministry. It don't even say that you can do ministerial duties. The license is not even complete. It just says you're in ministry. Listen, if you got a license that just says you're an ordained minister, minister means servant. That's not an office in a five-fold ministry. The fivefold is apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Not bishop, not a minister, not reverend, none of that. So you done went and got the wrong paper. You gave up the right thing to go and get the wrong thing. This woman gave up a room at her home so the man of God can be comfortable. And look what happened later. God rewarded her. She dedicated that home to God and his purpose, and he rewarded her. Brethren, let the Lord use you to sow into this ministry as well. That just came out of right field. I'm not going to say left because left is sinister. But that just came out of right field. The Lord just told me to say that, and I'm just being obedient. Prove God. Test him. Just see if God will bless you. I'm not twisting or swindling or begging. I ain't doing none of that. Remember the lesson, the title of the lesson and the thought of it. But the Lord just told me, try him. There's some people that know who God's talking to. There's some people that said, Lord, you have blessed me to be able to give. You give me the gift of giving. You gave me the gift of being concerned. Lord, how, where? Show me where to sow. He's talking to you. Let God use you to be a blessing to the ministry. The ministry helps people. It's out there being used by God in the street to help those that are without. Some of you called this ministry all times a night for prayer. And then you go and sow into another ministry. And then you call back. There's no relief. No relief. No relief. And I just sit back and I talk to God and say, Lord, you keep using them to call. I'm grateful. Thank you for the work. The ministry is there for them. But, Lord, the ministries they go to aren't even teaching them nothing. There's no deepness. Bible study is not question and answer, but it's being preached to. Bible study should be question and answer. All right, saints, what is it? If God was before you right now, what would you want to know? That should be Bible study. And then the question should be asked, and the leader, who is supposed to be a teacher of the word, should be able to go into the scripture and pull out the answer and show you where it's written at. Brethren, let God use you. And remember, God doesn't reward disobedience. Whoever says that he will is prophesying to you and not prophesying. You can't be living an alternative lifestyle and think God going to bless you because he ain't going to do it. You can't be looking like the world and think that God is going to bless you because he's not. He said, be ye not conformed to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to project holiness, not just talk about it. The way we talk, walk, dress, act, live, fellowship, and carry ourselves. It should be in a way to where people look at us and know that God is with us. Listen, some of you, yeah, God is with you, and people are looking at you and still dragging your name through the mud. Don't even worry about them because, you know, you'll be going through stuff if you're right and you'll go through stuff if you're wrong. So don't worry about them. Just worry about what pleases God and what God is saying. And then there's people outside of God's will, and they're trying to instruct people and tell people how to walk and please God. You can't do that. I know a woman that was married and walked out the marriage and took the child from the husband, and the child don't even know the husband, and some fool that got her over ministry and put her in charge of women's ministry, made her the president of the women's ministry. He don't even teach the truth, and she's up here doing all this performing and ain't even with God. God ain't with her. God is not with her. I seen the sister, the woman, wearing the outfit that a harlot wouldn't even wear to service. Skirt way above her knees and top very tight, showing off curves and everything. And she's standing there at the front of the ministry on display. Poor ministry. Poor. That's a hypocrite. Pure hypocrite. Pure hypocrite. God would have told her, you need to join the child with the father, and you need to confess your sin, the fact that you were wrong. And then God would use her, because there'll be some loosing. Y'all better be careful. Don't be so gullible. Be very careful. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, ask you to forgive us for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson and this full plate of food. Thank you for feeding all of us. Please let this word, Lord, be hid in our heart and be used for your glory, and help us to receive and understand and to chew on this for the rest of the night and to wake up different. Please, Father. I say what you told me to say, and I take nothing back. Thank you for making me usable and using me. Thank you for this opportunity to feed the sheep. Thank you for this other avenue besides television. Thank you for this radio broadcast. And thank you for the people that you have been using to support the ministry and those that you will send even as a result of this to support the ministry. Bless them. Everything they share, restore it unto them and bless them. Oh, please, Father, in Jesus' name, and I thank you. And those that are said, I'm not going to do anything, and that speak against the ministry, that's between you and them. I have nothing to do with that. I'm not even concerned about that. Just bless those, oh God. You said in Scripture, in blessing I will bless you. So bless those that are a blessing. in Jesus' name unto this ministry that you have set up. I thank you for hearing me, for answering me, and thank you for hearing us and for answering all of us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And those that have been sending your prayer requests, the ministry is praying for you daily. Look on my Facebook wall in the description of this message, and you'll see the link that tells you where you can share your prayer requests and your love offering as the Lord leads. Okay? Remember, look, it's right there on the description of this lesson on Facebook. Apostle Allen E. Coleman Jr., A-L-L-E-N, Apostle Allen E. Coleman Jr. on Facebook. Everything is right there. We love you and God bless you, and you have a good night. And I'm going to see if the Lord is going to use the ministry to do an after 12 o'clock broadcast. If he does, praise God. God knows, again, this is when I need a wife, because I need prayer. I need my wife to pray for me. I don't know who she is or where she is. That's something God got me praying for. But if she's listening, whoever she is, I don't know who she is or where she is. I have not a clue. But I'll just say this. Just thank you, Lord. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed night. Stay encouraged. And remember, the title of this lesson is, you can't be outside of God's will and tell folk about being obedient. That's a hypocrite. And the thought is, God doesn't reward disobedience. Whoever says that he will is lying, not prophesying. God bless you.